This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're delighted you're here. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Information about it's on the website, USAPrepares.com. And there's a link to your instructors on the website. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Ben is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Julie Penick is with us. Welcome, Dr. Julie Penick.
Hi, Vince. How are you today?
Julie, you are always so bubbly and so full of energy. It's delightful to hear your voice.
Well, thank you, sir. And that's just who I am. Can't be any other way. So,
well, yeah.
What's on your agenda for the day today for your students?
Well, you know, every once in a while we talk about being happy and living longer, and you know, and that's who you are. And well, let me ask you this, Dr. Panic. Isn't it tough to be in the medical profession when you're facing so many sad situations?
It is. It is. Well, yes, it's tough. But let me tell you what makes the sad situations worse. What's sad is that the convention of medicine at this stage of the moment is, they talk about evidence-based medicine and evidence-based practice, and included in the definition of evidence is the patient's values and preferences. Now, go try to be a patient in one of these conventional models and tell somebody you don't want to take their chemotherapy and you don't want to take their radiation therapy. You know your cancer is the vehicle that God has chosen to bring you home to him, and then they want to look at you like you're crazy because then they're not going to make any money on you, right? And so what's really sad is the application of futility, the application of therapies that their own literature says is not going to change their outcome. Now, it may change the date of their outcome, but it's not going to change their outcome. Yet we put people through all of these therapies that are not going to change their outcome, and I don't know if my statistic is exactly accurate. Estimates in the literature that I have seen is that 80% or more of healthcare expenditure dollars in this country is for end of life care.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, those are like the numbers that I've heard also.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what makes it so sad, is because will let the diabetic eat all the chocolate cake and apple pie and ice cream they want and just give themselves extra insulin so their numbers look good on a piece of paper. But we're not changing the course of their disease. And we know that diabetics go on to develop chronic illnesses in addition to their diabetes. Hypertension and heart failure are the two biggies that travel and play in the same playground with diabetes. And so we'll let them do all of that. We won't get them to change their lifestyle and to adapt healthier lifestyle choices. And then we're going to spend a truckload of money after they've destroyed the temple that houses the Holy of Holies. We're going to try to save the rotting temple from a fate that it can't be saved from.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than be unpopular and tell them that they can't have their chocolate cake and their apple pie,
We don't want to be unpopular. We want them to come back and see us.
I'm so glad you mentioned this because I have this dilemma. And here's the camp that I'm in, and please tell me if you think that I'm off base on this. So we have people who we know in our lives, and I'm not being specific about anybody, but we know people who are diabetic who end up in the hospital and they're right near death as a result of all the complications. And we've got, you know, similar situations with friends. I'm sure that all of us have met family members or know who are in the hospital with heart disease. And it's like, well, yeah, but we get them out of the hospital and it's, you know what, they're near the end, so let's give them some sweets and let's give them some chocolate and let's give them some candy and let's give, you know, they like to eat these things, so, you know, the end is near, so let's just give them what they want. I have a problem with that. I'm thinking the end is near, so why do that?
I agree that it's not appropriate, and I'll use my mother as an example. I'm visiting in New Orleans with my mom right now, and she is 91, and she has a type 2 diabetes diagnosis, but she is, for the most part, diet controlled. But when I'm not around often enough, you know, she gets one of my siblings to go buy her the ice cream bars that she likes to keep in her freezer and little snack crackers that she likes to have, none of which she should have because it's pure carbohydrate garbage. Mm-hmm. And when I come back every time, her ankles are swollen, she's having more problems with her mobility, she's put on about 5 pounds. And then, of course, when I'm here, because they call me the carbohydrate Nazi, right, I don't let anybody have junk carbs. I know that's a terrible term to use, but, you know, I don't let her have that. By the time I leave, her ankles look normal, she's back down her 5 pounds. And so I just said to one of my brothers, you can do whatever you like. You can fall victim to what mom says she wants, and you can help her expedite her end with her diabetes and her high blood pressure issues by letting her hold all that fluid, which makes her mobility worse, because when she's got all that fluid, she's got extra weight on her. She's already confined to just a couple of steps here and there and an electric scooter in between times. And I said, you can do that all you want and think you're the golden child and buy her in all the junk she wants to eat, and then I'll just come and be the witch when I get here, and I'll get that weight off her, and she'll be moving better by the time I leave, and I'll have to do it all over again. And their excuse is, well, she's 91 years old. She should be able to enjoy. And I said, yes, she can enjoy if you make her healthier choices. You can make sugar-free ice cream out of coconut milk, and you can make chocolate cake that has no sugar in it made from black beans. And there are ways to do that, but everybody just wants to go to the grocery store and buy what's convenient.
I'm so glad you said this, seriously, because I think this dilemma is facing every single family in America, every single family. And some of us feel like, you know, well, like you said, the carbohydrate Nazi or the sugar Nazi.
The sugar Nazi, yeah.
And, you know, and the avoid bad behavior Nazi. And I saw a guy when I was probably, well, maybe 10 or 11 years old, visiting in a hospital. And there was a guy who was on his deathbed with cancer. And I guess a friend of the family brought in a little flask of whiskey. The guy was like inches away from death. And a friend brought in, you know, hey, here, have a couple swigs. This is good for you. I couldn't believe it. I absolutely couldn't believe it. At that age, I knew it was bad behavior.
Yeah. And nobody wants to be responsible. Nobody wants to be personally responsible for the choices that they make, and nobody wants to be unpopular or a witch like me by telling people they shouldn't be doing to their bodies what they're doing. So everybody wants to stay popular. They want everybody to love them. And so they're not going to confront those poor choices. Now, I will say, if my mother didn't have a goal of not wanting to weigh 5-10 pounds too much that impedes her mobility, and she didn't want to have a greater mobility challenges, I probably wouldn't be such a witch. But when she tells me this is a problem and that's a problem, and I said those are problems because you continue to create part of that problem. So you can either take personal responsibility and stop creating it, or just shut up because I don't want to hear it anymore. And yes, I do say that to my 91-year-old mom. Stop your whining. You have choices here. Either step up to the plate and be a woman and know what you need to do, or don't complain to me.
Well, yeah. I'm in absolutely total agreement. So, Dr. Julie Penick, I was thinking about some of the things that are happening in the world. We've got some concerns about Ebola. Now, whether we subscribe to the conspiracy theories that it was a laboratory experiment that got out or whether it wasn't, regardless of that, let's talk about the disease and spread of disease, because as society continues its decline, as we become sicker, there are a few of us who really don't want to become sicker. There are a few of us who want to stay healthy and who want to survive and get to the other side alive. What do you suggest? And here's, let me give you the quote. The quote is from Thomas Edison. 5% of people think, 10% of the people think they think, and 85% of the people would rather die than think. So let's say that our class is in the 5%.
Okay.
Well, I think that our class is in the 5% club. I really do. I can't imagine you saying I'd rather die than think. It's not just possible that Dr. Penick would say anything like that. Or people who you consider your friends wouldn't say that either, because you like people like you. So, I'm the same way. I like people who, think the way I do. At least, in the vast majority of topics, think the way I do. Otherwise, they wouldn't be my friends. Otherwise, I think they were part of the 85% club who would rather die than think. Well, if that's the case, and we want to survive, can you share with us your thoughts about how we can survive? Because some of us have to visit friends in hospitals. Some of us, follow the custom of shaking hands with people we meet when we see them. Some of us go to grocery stores and push those carts around that were pushed around by the person in front of us who might have all kinds of diseases that handle the same push bar that we push. What do we do to minimize our chances of contracting some disease that we'd really regret?
Well, you have to keep your immune system healthy because that's the way the body was designed. The body was designed that in the presence of an intact immune system, it doesn't really matter how much you come in contact with out there, you're not going to fall victim or susceptible to those issues, right? And so by keeping the immune system healthy, you can not need to worry about that. People laugh at me. I don't wipe off the carts when I go to the grocery store, and I don't freak out over shaking people's hands. And let's finish that thought when we come back in.
Yeah, Dr. Julie Penick's with us. PennickHealthcare.com. PennickHealthcare.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 6th, 2014, gold opened at $1,308.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,356, $678 for a half ounce, or $339 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,356, $678, and $339.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Julie Penick's with us, and, you know, I've been in the studio with Dr. Penick, and she is just a ball of fire. Idles at 120 miles an hour, and what you're hearing is the way she really is. And Dr. Penick, I hope our schedules will align. We've got the next Get Prepared Expo scheduled for the last week in March in Lebanon. So if you can make that, that'd be wonderful. We can talk about that later. But I just want to let you,
okay.
I just want to let you know. Shopping cart. Yeah, shopping carts.
Yeah. Okay, so taking care of your immune system is what we were talking about.
Yeah.
And so in the presence of an intact immune system, doesn't really matter a whole lot about what comes along your way. Your immune system has its innate ability to protect you from invaders. The problem is most people aren't overall healthy, which means their immune system isn't overall healthy. And just as the individuals who contracted the Ebola disease in Africa, you know, people would say, well, they had the protective coverings on, the special suits, they were da-da-da-da-da. The problem is those people were in those suits in just horrific temperatures. And then the body's resources are going to thermal regulation in an attempt to keep them from having a heat stroke. Well, when the body's resources shift away from immune system support to resources to keep them from having a heat stroke, then the immune system is down and the accidental exposure to something, or if you're a conspiracy theorist, the direct exposure to something, doesn't really matter. The immune system then is victim to a lack of resources to do its job adequately and appropriately, and hence we call that a susceptible host. And when you have a susceptible host, because the immune system's resources have been diverted to another system in an attempt to keep the organism, the human body, in a state of homeostasis, which is balance, it will rob Peter to pay Paul. And if Paul's on the short end of the stick, when Paul has to do his job, he doesn't have the tools he has to do it. And then the susceptible host, the individual, becomes sick. You know, so a lot of people jokingly laugh, you know, if your food hits the floor, it's the 10-second rule. For me, it could be minutes and hours. I don't care. because my digestive system is intact. And I know that if I'm, you know, going to fall victim to that, I'm not going to fall victim to that food that's been on the floor for 20 or 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And so that's how the body's resources get shunted away. And so when you are not adequately taking care of the body, then the resources don't really have adequate supply to take care of all of the body's needs. And so now, how does one take care of the body so that those resources can go to where they need to go? Well, you need to avoid known stressors on the body, because the body's got 10 systems that all compensate for each other and share resources and shift resources in an attempt to keep the body balanced. And we call the balanced body a body that's in homeostasis, in balance. And so when you knowingly put things into your body that stress the immune system, like sugar, other systems in the body don't have the resources they need to keep themselves in balance, and hence we have the development of chronic illnesses and chronic disease states. And so you should avoid known toxic exposures wherever possible. And if you cannot avoid toxic exposure, because you can't really change the air that is on the planet that you breathe, then you make sure that you make all the optimum choices in every other situation that you can, so that when the body's dealing with the toxins in the air, it's not having to deal with the toxins in your food and the toxins in the water and the toxins you put on your skin to make you pretty. And then you do routine maintenance, just like you do routine maintenance on your car, you do routine maintenance on the body. You give the body a rest, you find ways to decongest the liver and detoxify the liver, and you make sure that you have adequate systems in place for protective mechanisms. And then you don't have to freak out when you go to the grocery store.
Julie, you were talking about toxins to your skin to make you pretty. Would you tell us specifically what you're talking about?
Oh, there's all kind of additives in the cosmetic industry products, from products you wash your hair with to skin care products that you put on your face or you put on your skin to moisturize it. You know, one of the ones that a lot of people use is products with mineral oil in it. Mineral oil is very heavy, and it blocks the skin's ability to do its proper breathing, if you will. And so I hear your music coming in. We'll get back to that when we come back, I guess.
Yeah. Dr. Julie Penick, PenickHealthcare.com, P-E-N-I-C-K, healthcare.com, in Springfield, Missouri. We'll be right back.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House Freeze Dry Foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. time. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Julie Penick's with us. Hey, Dr. Penick, you know, I've been thinking, you were talking about makeup on the skin. This is a real risk. I hope you're not mad at me. I don't remember seeing you wear makeup.
No, not really.
Yeah.
No, you won't see color on my eyes. You necessarily won't see color on my cheeks. You won't see extended lashes from mascara. No.
Yeah.
No, now, you know, it has to do with several issues. One, it has to do with the fact that I am avoiding toxic exposures. But if I ever do wear a makeup, it's a good quality mineral makeup that I've done in-depth research on to make sure that it is simply just ground-up minerals. and it contains no talc or no other additives. But the real reason you'll ever see me in makeup, I'm just downright lazy. I don't want to be one of those women that has to take all that time to put on a face before I walk out of my house. You see me, take me or leave me, and really, if you don't like what you see, then just turn your head and don't look, because I really don't care.
I gotta tell you,
it's a hard place for people to be sometimes, right?
Well, there actually, I think there are only two ladies I know that are in that camp. That would be you and Mrs. Finelli. Seriously, neither one wears makeup, and neither one needs to.
Oh, well, thank you, and that's a compliment from Mrs. Finelli and I. You know, it is about the potential for avoiding toxic exposures. I take my responsibility for the vessel that I am traveling in right now very seriously. And so I don't use skincare products that contain any potential threats to the health of my immune system. I don't use any hair care products that has any potential threat to, you know, my immune system. And so, you know, I'm visiting with my 91-year-old mom, and I am 55. And I'm thinking, heck, I'm just barely past the halfway mark. Right? And it's like, what am I going to do? And how is the vessel going to carry me for the next 45, 50 years? Given the genetic family that I'm in, I've got a pretty good shot of making it to 100 plus. So I am very careful about the condition that I keep this vessel in. Not from a conceit or a vanity perspective, but from the ability, you know, to continue to be a contributing, functional member of the society in which I reside.
I was thinking about some of the maintenance I do on the automobiles and machinery that we have that have internal combustion engines here at the farm. And we've got tractors and, you know, backhoe and automobiles and trucks and so forth, and small engines as well. And one of the things that I pay careful attention to is the air filters. And, you know, a clogged air filter hampers the engine's ability to operate efficiently, and it hampers the engine's ability to breathe. Well, if we are applying layers of material on our skin, aren't we doing the same thing, hampering its ability to breathe?
Absolutely, and that is exactly the point I was making right before we went to the break about mineral oil. Does it temporarily make the skin nice and soft? Mineral oil is one of the main components in baby oil or a lot of skincare product lines. But those oils, then they sit there and they block the skin's ability to breathe. And people say, oh, well, that's funny, the skin doesn't breathe. Well, the skin does breathe. The skin is the largest organ in the body, and the skin has numerous detoxification processes that it participates in. And so it has to be able to interact with the environment. And when you put toxic chemicals on it or you block its ability to breathe by putting these heavy oils on it, you are effectively not only you putting a toxin on the body, but you're decreasing the body's ability to detoxify other exposures by blocking one of the biggest detoxification pathways in the body, which is the skin.
When I was watching a video many, many years ago about, there was this American television personality, we'll call him, and he was going to visit Egypt, where he was going into a mummy's tomb. And he was advised by the archaeologist to not shave, like, do not shave before we go into this tomb. No cuts, no nicks, no, you know, make sure that you're not wounded by the blade of your razor. And the video started with, I can't believe it, I told you not to shave. And so for vanity purposes, the television personality shaved, and then they did the video of him going into the tomb. So here's Here's my question. If we go into a hospital, you know, which is full of disease everywhere, are we more susceptible if we have nicks and cuts, let's say, on our fingers and little open wounds and sores, and then if we don't?
Absolutely. And the reason for that being, you now have a break in one of the body's first lines of defense, which is an intact integument system, or your skin system. Mm-hmm. And so remember what I said earlier about a susceptible host. If your system is intact, then there's no susceptibility. There's no point of entrance. There's no way for the bug to get in. Mm-hmm. But if you have, you know, cuts, then you have an open area in the first line of defense. It would be like, remember when we were kids and we would play Red Rover, send somebody over, you know, and you would have your arms locked super tight. And the better you were at keeping that arm locked tight, the offending agent, the person that was coming over, could not break through your line of defense. It's the same thing with the skin. And so you talk about the bugs we have in hospitals. Well, of course, the people, many of the people who are in the hospital are already diseased, and that's why they're there. And unfortunately, the bugs that they bring in with them, you know, can escape their body and infect the host, or worse yet, what a lot of people don't realize is contaminated materials from an individual who is sick. If it gets on the bed rail, or if it gets on the IV pump, or if it gets on the floor and then onto somebody's shoe and is carried out into the hallway, certain entities and certain superbugs that we have in hospital systems that are well documented can live for a long period of time on pieces of equipment. Every hospital I've ever worked in, they have a protocol. You know, they go by and they do these little finger sticks for people to get their blood sugar at their bedside. Fast, quick, easy. If you read the decontamination or the cleaning protocol for those machines, they're supposed to be saturated with this cleansing solution. They're supposed to be allowed to air dry for 6 minutes, because some of these entities have spores that they form, and spores are harder to kill. And so the cleaning protocols are designed such that if there was spore contamination, they would be destroyed with the cleaning protocol. Yeah, I'm here to tell you, when people are in a hurry, do you really think they saturate those pieces of equipment and let them air dry for 6 minutes? When you've got five patients, you have to have all these readings done in a half an hour, you don't really have time to let that machine sit there for 5 minutes between patients and be saturated and cleaned. And that's supposed to occur. And so I'm not saying people do it deliberate. I'm just saying that the protocols are well designed, but they aren't always implemented the way that they're supposed to be for matters of convenience. And it's not an act of gross, you know, perpetration. It's just an act of misfortune and unintentional negligence. And so then if you have a contaminated piece of equipment that was used from one patient to the next, the bug can be carried. And think about the piece of equipment I talked about. It was the one where you stick somebody's finger to get blood out of it. Well, if you're using a contaminated machine to stick somebody's finger, you've just then opened a portal for a bug to enter that person's system. And the bugs that we grow in the hospital are super bugs. They are getting harder and harder and harder and harder to kill with conventional medical approaches.
Julie, this afternoon I'm going to be hooking a nail gun up to a compressor hose, and I'm going to be nailing on this barn I'm building. And that reminded me of it's not exactly a nail gun, but it was like an automatic immunization delivery system where in the elementary school we would line up and the doctor would just take this gun, and he's like, bam, 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 you know, right down the line of the students in
right.
school. Now,
I remember those two were dating ourselves, Vince. They came out, by the way. Everybody knows my age. I'm 55. I was born in 1959. And I remember the advent or the onset of those into the scene. They were like little air guns, right, compressed air that would shoot this medicine into your skin. And that came around when I was about 10 or 12. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was 40 yeah. some odd years ago. Hurt like a son of a gun, if I recall correctly.
Well, so as Dr. Howard Shane would say, he's a dentist, and he would get his patient ready, and they'd be lowering the reclining the what would you call it, the chair, and he'd say, "This isn't going to hurt me."
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, so I'm thinking about this nail gun. I'm thinking about boom, boom. Aren't we potentially spreading disease from person to person to person to person? I mean, at a high rate of speed with these devices that deliver these kinds of injections?
Likely exposure to contaminated devices that we use on multiple individuals who are in hospitalization settings or long-term care settings are spreading diseases, spreading the agent, be that mm-hmm. bacterial or viral or fungal or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you would suspect that most of the people who were in one of these facilities, by definition, would be susceptible host because they're ill already.
Right. When we come back, can we talk about where the number one greatest potential for spreading disease in a hospital might be? Would it be the phlebotomist? Would it be the respiratory therapist going from patient to patient? Where might it be, and where should we be ultra careful? Dr. Julie Panik and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.
Watch it. Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Why are you... God, you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Julie Penix with us, and it's class. It's always a lot of fun being on the air with Dr. Penix, and we've broadcasted in a radio studio together in Springfield, Missouri, and that was always a lot of fun. And she has just as much energy as you think she has. She really does, Dr. Penix. When I think about people in the hospital who go from patient to patient to patient to patient, you know, there are doctors or nurses. Nurses are kind of restricted maybe to maybe 10 patients, you know, per shift. But the phlebotomists, they travel all over the hospital. They go from floor to floor to floor. And so do the respiratory therapists, don't they?
Correct. Correct.
Is there a concern about, you know, if you were in charge of preventing the spread of disease, would those two areas be an area that you might concentrate in, the phlebotomist and the respiratory therapist?
Well, I'll tell you, the procedures for phlebotomy have improved dramatically. I can remember a time where we would use the same tourniquet from patient to patient to patient. Mm-hmm. That doesn't occur anymore. Tourniquets are a couple pennies a piece. They're used on one patient and then thrown away. And used to be we had the little tube that we would put the needle in when we would draw, and we would keep the tube and throw the needle away. Well, now that's a little plastic device, and that's disposed of between patients. So they've really improved those protocols. Your only break in those things is perhaps, well, no, and to be perfectly honest, phlebotomists all wear gloves when they draw blood. So that has really cut down a lot. And there's great processes in place there. You know, the potentials that I see, I mean, I use a stethoscope when I'm in the hospital, and I don't necessarily go from patient to patient to patient to patient because I'm there working with students. And so if I use my stethoscope, it's just on a patient. But I always clean off the head of that stethoscope when I go from one patient to the next. when we have patients who we know are infected with things that spread rapidly and are difficult to treat, like methicillin-resistant staph, right, they put disposable stethoscopes in those patients' rooms. But I would say the provider's hands and the provider's equipment that they use that go from patient to patient to patient probably are the greatest ones. And, you know, I don't, when I was in the hospital with my student nurses, I never walked into my home with those shoes on. They came off in the garage and went on in the garage because I would not bring those shoes into my home because God only knows what germs were, you know, that my shoes were exposed to. Because you walk down the halls and you can't help but, you know, be exposed to something. And my husband always thought that was funny. He said, why are you leaving your shoes out here? And I said, I have a grandson now. I'm not bringing any germs onto the floor of my home with my grandson. And so my husband, who works in a hospital also, I had to really start pointing that out to him. I said, do not walk into this house with those shoes on. Or only keep a pair of shoes in your car that you're going to wear in the hospital and then take them off in the car and don't bring them into the house. And, you know, initially he thought that was kind of overbearing and kind of funny in a way. But I noticed when our grandson started crawling around on the floors, he stopped bringing those shoes into the house. Because he sees those crazy bug exposures that people get, and he doesn't want to bring those into the home. And so people in biology or microbiology would say, well, you know, those entities don't necessarily live long outside of a host situation. Some do and some don't. And so I'm not going to take any chances of any superbugs making it home on a shoe and bringing it into my home for potential contamination that somebody in my family is going to be exposed to. So when you say, where's the greatest place of exposure in the hospital? As soon as you cross your threshold of the front door.
Julie, very, very, very quickly, I was a consultant for a company that made carbon brushes for electric motors in Virginia. And the people, and then there's black carbon dust in the air, and all their carpeting was black, and their molding was painted black so it wouldn't show up. And those people who worked in this factory would wear shoes to their car, and then they would change their shoes in the car. They'd sit out the off the side of the car with their legs outside, put the shoes in a bag, and then they would drive home because they knew that dust would get all over their house.
Yeah.
They didn't want black. That's the same stuff. It's just you can see the black, but you can't see the germs. Dr.
Sure.
Pennick, thanks. Thank you so much for being with us. I really appreciate it. And we wish you and your mom well.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.